Ghostland, opening day, April 20th, 2019. Everyone I know wanted tickets for Ghostland on opening day. It's like Jurassic Park, but with ghosts, the ads used to say, before they got sued and had to stop. They claim it's a haunted theme park, only not like something out of Scooby-Doo. According to the website, it's this huge 100-acre park filled with haunted buildings and cursed objects. Who wouldn't want to see actual ghosts in real life? Even I thought it sounded awesome, and I'm a huge wuss. So, of course, opening day sold out fast. "Ask Lucky," Gabby said the day the tickets went on sale, three of us sitting in her room. "My name is Lucy, but everyone's called me Lucky since forever. My parents and little sister, all the kids at school, my teachers and track coach, even my boyfriend." Gabby was sitting in Jordan's lap at the computer trying to get tickets that day, and I was sprawled out on her bed texting Eli after football practice. When I switched places with them, it went from, "This event is sold out," to, "Hurry, only four tickets remaining." I bought the last four, which was exactly how many we needed. Ask Lucky. I've always had good luck. I don't know what it is about me. Not like win the lottery good luck, just things always seem to kind of work out for me. It's hard to explain. Take yesterday after school. I was so excited to go on our little road trip weekend to Ghostland that when I saw Eli parked across the road, I ran out in front of a school bus and would have gotten run over if my feet hadn't slipped out from under me. I sat there staring down at the laces on my shoes, feeling like an idiot for nearly getting myself killed, but even worse, for falling like a doofus in front of the whole school bus and the rest of the track team. As a runner, I should have known better than to leave my laces tied loosely, but if they hadn't come untied just then, I would have been roadkill instead of just painfully embarrassed with two scraped knees. See? Lucky. We got to Ghostland just after breakfast, and we've been walking around for a bit, but not very long. No ghosts yet, just this hologram of the guy who invented the park and some other holograms here in the visitor center. It's kind of interesting so far, like a museum of all things supernatural. I like the old photos of ghost hoaxes. There's a feature on this Scottish lady, Helen Duncan, who took photographs of herself with ectoplasm coming out of her nose and mouth. It says they put her in prison for practicing witchcraft in 1944, which seems weird because it's pretty obvious the ectoplasm was actually just some kind of fabric. My first reaction is to think that people were way more gullible in those days. But then I remember the internet.
"Hey, Lucky," Eli calls over. "Come here."
He's standing with Gabby and Jordan in front of a glass case on a stand. The excitement on his face, giving him those dimples I fell for in the sixth grade. The three of them are watching this 3-foot-tall sailor doll dance like it's doing a TikTok. It stops dancing the second I take off the augmented reality glasses they gave us at admission. It's just sitting in its chair, with its weird little sort of monkey face. They say the ghosts in this place are safely contained by something called a recurrence field, like animals in invisible cages, only they call them spectral beings on the fold-out park map, forced to repeat the same things on a loop. It all sounds like a load of bullcrap, as my dad likes to say, but when I settle the glasses back down on my nose, the doll's back up on his feet doing a jig. So, is it real, or is everything we've seen holograms? I can't say for sure. That creep with the thin perv mustache who welcomed us to the park, I'm pretty sure he was a hologram. But the rest of them? I don't know. It's almost like being in a real-life video game.
"Yo, check this out,"
Jordan says, waving us over. He's standing in front of what looks like a real haunted house. This place isn't like Disney World. When you go there, you know the haunted mansion and Cinderella Castle and all of that stuff was built to look old. Here at Ghostland, at least according to these videos we watched on the way through the visitor center, these old buildings were taken